This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bishop T.D. Jakes of the Potter's House in Dallas has revealed what happened during his medical crisis last year. We all remember that. In an interview with Today, Bishop Jakes said that he suffered a massive heart attack and he didn't realize what had happened until he got to the hospital. Bishop Jakes said he didn't have sharp pains or numbness, no warning signs. He said he drifted off to sleep and woke up to doctors telling him that he would have died if he'd arrived at the hospital 5 minutes later than he did. Bishop Jakes said the right side of his heart had completely stopped getting blood. We're happy that he's healed and that he's able to tell his story now, because we weren't clear what had happened back in November of last year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
He's a good dude.
But he's back now.
He's a good dude.
Yes.
He's one of the three West Virginia Kings. So.
And the other two are you and who?
Bishop Glenn Staples.
Oh, okay.
You with two bishops. Yeah, that's what you're saying. y'all the
top three from West Virginia. The top three.
Sound crazy to me too, dog.
When you said it out loud, it did.
I just dropped my head when you brought it up.
It's shame.
That's like saying which one of these names don't belong here, and you know it's yours.
One has to go.
Bishop Glenn Staples, Bishop T.D. Jakes, Steve Harvey.
That don't go to jail.
All right, well, moving on. This is a crazy story right here. We all know rapper Sexy Red. Well, she's being sued for $5 million by her child's grandmother. Sexy Red is accused of posting a picture and the address of the paternal grandmother of one of her children on Facebook and urging her followers to kick in the door and attack the 51-year-old grandmother. According to legal documents obtained by the St. Louis Dispatch, the grandmother stated she was not involved with the beef between Sexy Red and her son, and her attorney had tried to resolve things quietly, but Sexy's attorneys thought it was a joke. Sexy Red is being sued for assault, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and negligence. So she had her followers.
She gonna lose that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she gonna lose that. You can't do that. That's terroristic threats. You can't
put a hit.
You just can't do the hit.
Yeah.
No, and the world we live in today.
Yeah, I don't know what
you can't do
thinking.
That.
Mm-hmm. You're doing it to your family.
Yeah, child's grandparents. Yeah.
No, you posted the lady's address.
Right, that's the thing.
That's so dangerous.
Because
that
you're beefing
so
with your baby daddy, who is a grandmother's son. That's why all this happened. Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, kick dangerous. In the door. Kick in the door and attack her.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, that's not playing. It doesn't sound like playing.
When we get this money, you ain't gonna believe what this dough gonna cost. You ain't gonna be able to kick the neck dough.
$5 million.
When we get this $5 million, you ain't gonna be able to kick that dough in.
You give me $5 million. You know how far you had to drive to kick my dough in?
That's right.
You first gonna have to get over that gate.
And all the security, all of that, yeah. Well, finally, Will Smith, you know, is back in the news. He dropped a new album. He's dropping a new album. Well, he was interviewed Monday with the Associated Press, and he opened up about his 10-year ban from the Academy Awards. Will said, when he was asked if he will appeal the ban, he said, quote, I am looking to be the best human being I can possibly be, and I'm going to take what I get with that. I will fully accept any and all consequences for my conduct. Remember, he resigned back in 2020.
Yeah, that's cool.
And wrote a letter.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, apologizing for his behavior. But has he publicly...
I hate him forever.
Yeah. Has he publicly apologized to Chris Rock? Has he done that? Three times? To Chris Rock in his face? Yeah, I haven't.
Okay, well, if she... Well, the producer's saying he's apologized three times. Send me one of them.
Yeah, to Chris Rock's face he did this? Wow.
If he asked for forgiveness, you gotta just let it go, man, you know?
Yeah. Ask Chris for forgiveness. He didn't slap us.
Well, that's definitely an on-site moment. You're not slapping me, dog.
I don't think Chris want to bring his face back into it.
Chris is a cool dude, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, it was just...
Crazy. And yeah, that's why we all thought it was a joke at first. Remember
that? I never thought it was a joke.
You didn't? You thought Will Smith was serious when he went up and...
Dog, did you see how he slapped that man?
Yeah,
but I seriously... No, I didn't.
I knew right as soon as I saw it. I said, he didn't slap.
I thought that was a sketch, dog.
Yeah.
There's no way that I thought that he really got up and walked up there and slapped this man on live TV.
In front of
I wasn't thinking nothing
stage.
Of it when he got up. I wasn't thinking of it. But when he slapped him,
you saw the power of it.
Saw it. That's how you slap somebody for real. This ain't no, because, you know, Chris would have turned his head or something, and, you know, to go with the blow. You know, they can't act. They ain't professional stunt men.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But I could tell by the way he cocked his hand back. But I'm telling you right now, though, if he'd have slapped me, I'm not saying you can't get slapped because I wouldn't have been ready. So Will could have slapped me, but you would have immediately had to go to commercial break. Immediately.
Ain't
you have got to get the rest of this off the air.
You can't be putting.
And then we got to take. Then we got to do three timeouts in a row because you got to put the podium back up here. You got to get these shears. Got to set these lights back up. And that whole front section where Jada Neal was sitting, all that gone.
That's
gone. All that.
Tearing up the Kodak Theater. What are you doing?
Yeah, they got to go out here and get this furniture back in here. And they got.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.